I'm just about to explain what kind of room we're in. What kind of room is this? It's like,
I don't know. It's a totally deserted room, I think. Apart from us.
I think everybody in the hotel has had enough food, enough drink, enough conversation, and they're getting ready for a big day tomorrow. We are in the Best Western. This is kind of an annexy bit off the side of the restaurant. And where are we and what are we doing here, Maggie Philbin?
Yeah, well, we're in Wintonbridge because tomorrow morning, 300 teenagers from all over Kent, 140 scientists and engineers, and some incredible technology will hit the River Centre just round the corner. It's going to be a fabulous day.
So why expose all of these children to all of this exciting, possibly dangerous, inspirational technology?
Well, I just think that, I mean, it is incredible, really, that still, if you ask a kid, if you ask anyone to think about a scientist or an engineer, some really hackneyed images pop into people's heads. And you know, and I know, that isn't what the world of technology is like now, and there are some great opportunities out there. So what Teen Tech is all about is bringing together really cool people and letting teenagers meet them, so that the teenagers think, oh, do you know what, I wouldn't mind going to the pub with them when I grow up. What's more, they seem to earn quite a bit of cash and the jobs sound interesting. And just making them aware, because it's not only them, but their teachers and their parents don't know about all of these opportunities. And if we're not careful, what will happen is that they'll grow up in Kent and then there will be sort of companies setting up and they won't be able to get the kind of skilled staff that they really need, and they'll be pulling them in from somewhere else. So it's about making just kids understand about the kind of skills they're going to need to get a job in the future.
So back in my day, I was almost lambasted into going into engineering, and at the time there were blue collar jobs, there were white collar jobs, there seemed to be more jobs around and about, especially when it came to engineering and manufacture and technology. Has there been a lull in all of this? Is there going to be a comeback? Are we here to try and make a comeback?
Well, I think what we're here to do tomorrow is to show the students and their teachers and indirectly their parents that, because one of the ideas that gets bandied around is like, oh, you don't want to go into engineering, no jobs in engineering. And the thing is that the whole world has changed, and if you think about engineering, you know, micro engineering, everything in our world is engineered, and the type of the job description has completely and utterly changed. And so that's what we're doing tomorrow, is we're saying this is the job description. It's like the space industry in the UK is enormous. But people don't realise that there are so many opportunities. There are so many companies, you know, building satellites, and so it's a bit of an eye opener tomorrow, and it's also quite a lot of fun because the companies go to a lot of trouble to think of an activity that sums up their industry. It's really engaging, so the kids have a go. It's not just about people standing behind a table and handing out leaflets. It's about really cool stuff and about the kids having a go.
And I think you've had a hand in that as well, haven't you? Saying to companies and organisations that have been stepping forward, going, actually, we'd like to show people what we do. And have you gone, can you do it in an interesting manner?
Well, we've done Teen Tech for nearly 4 years now. And so it's been, for some companies, it has been a steep learning curve, because they come along the first time and they're used to going to trade shows, sticking up all, you know, their screens and their tech and everything, and then selling the technology. But that isn't what they're there to do tomorrow. They're there to sell their careers and what they do. And so they realise, if they do one event, that they really have to up their game, because they have to show what it is about their job that is so engaging. And it isn't necessarily just by showing the kit. The kit is fascinating, but they have to find a way of, you know, letting the kids sample just for 10 minutes their job, to stand in their shoes. And some of the things that people come up with are just amazing. I mean, one of my favourite exhibits are the team who have the virtual skeleton Bob, And basically, the kids arrive on this stand, and there's a skeleton Bob, and they have to work as an engineering team to make small changes to it. Then one kid dons a pair of glasses and feels as though they're going down the Olympic, you know, bobsleigh. Yeah, the slope. And then there's a screen, and then the rest of the kids can see the kids, the other, you know, the team leaders' progress on the screen. And it's fabulous, but of course, this is really, there's really serious engineering behind all of this.
And having sat with a couple of the guys involved in that project over dinner just now, the passion that they exude is contagious, and it'd be great to see if some of that can kind of leak over into the minds of students and kids who are thinking, "Hang on a second, I thought work was something everybody didn't look forward to. This looks like these guys really enjoy what they're doing. Yeah. Maybe there is a future for me in an exciting job."
And you met our app designers, Dave Addy and Alison Fielding, and you know that they are fabulous people. And you know they when they sort of talk through the apps that they've been responsible for, and then they challenge the kids to come up with ideas. It's fabulous, and you see the industry on you know, the energy and imagination that the kids bring to play. And then so many of them, like after the session that we did last time up in Hull, the students were going up saying, "How can I learn how to do this? Mm. How can I learn how to code?" Because it was it was like a light bulb moment. They just realised, actually, I've got a really good idea for an app. I could build this. And that's what we want to encourage them to do.
And it's crazy, isn't it, when you think about it. If you want to make a story, you can write the story. If you want to, you know, build a farm, you could start by digging. And there doesn't seem to be any idea for someone who has no idea about coding about where to start. So I'm looking forward to learning about where the seeds are and where the beginnings of these kind of journeys can be. And I think it would be quite inspirational as well for myself to see the looks on some of these kids' faces who suddenly realise that it's not just about walking into the job centre and picking up a card and going, "Yeah, I could probably do that." They can actually see jobs that they probably never even dreamed existed.
Yeah. And also they can learn about companies that they might walk past every single day. Because one of the things that we do is we have a core group of companies like the BBC, like BT, like Sony, JVC, who come along to every event. But we partner so that we also involve, you know, regional companies, well, they could be massive companies, but they're big in a region. And one of those companies here is Cummins. And the lead engineer said he was really distressed when he went and he was talking to some people who lived about a couple of miles. They've got a massive plant.
It's a huge plant.
Huge plant, 600 people, you know, working there. And he said, this person said, "Oh, yeah, I know the place. You grow cabbages, don't you?" And he said he just wanted to cry. And he said he couldn't understand how people could be so near and have no idea what they did, you know. And that's why they're here, because they really want skilled engineers, and they want these kids to know they could be, you know, 5 years' time working with them with a really great job.
No, definitely. Don't come in to do some secret stuff as well?
Probably, yes.
Haven't they got some robot cabbage operation that maybe the kid knew more than you think he'd seen through the fence. So do you need more companies to step forward? Do you need more companies in different areas?
Yeah, because next year we're going to run a lot more teen techs all over the UK. There'll be at least 10, probably 15, and in Ireland as well. It's rather daunting, really. Yeah. And so, we do need more companies to take part. And, you know, the problem that the companies, all of the companies who come to Teen Tech face is that skill base, getting skilled people. And this is a really good way of communicating directly to kids about the skills that you need. Because, you know, When you meet these 12 and 13-year-olds, they're so bright and they're so eager. And unless you have got something that you can aim at, you know, that is the thing that sometimes carries you through the boring bits that often, you know, happen at school. And so just by coming and inspiring them, you think, right, I would really like to work at Google or Sony or the BBC, and that's what I'd like to do.
And some people also think that's kind of out of their range, when really once they meet these people and realise how normal and yet attainable all of this is, maybe then you've got a goal to set your sights on.
Yeah, and it's not all about going to university, you know, because we really, there's lots of people here who are keen to get good apprentices. Mm. And for, they, you know, the message is, you know, we, you know, that they want, you know, really... students who are really passionate or committed, really.
Yeah.
And it's not ever to be seen as something that you do because you're not good enough to go to university. They want people who are really good as apprentices.
So if you are a organisation, a company, a household name that people still don't know what you do, I think you can go to, is it teentechevent.com?
Yep. Yep.
And you can find out more information, and there will be some contact details there. But maybe if you are as passionate as you think you are about what you do, you'd like to share that with people that might end up carrying on your work for the next however many years, because we're all, you know, driving technology and humanity forward, I hope, with our work nowadays, and engineering more than, and science, technology more than anything.
Yeah, and it's a very powerful thing. Everybody leaves this event on a real high, feeling really exhausted and like they've been hit over the head by a cricket bat, because the enthusiasm of the students and actually of the teachers as well is really infectious. And it's a really fabulous feeling to know that people walk into this event thinking and believing one thing and they walk out with a completely different image. It's just brilliant.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I'm definitely going to go to sleep now, because it sounds like it's going to be a long day tomorrow. I always seem to catch you at the end of a day.
Yes. Where,
and I'll probably dream of robot cabbages, because I'll definitely be looking for them tomorrow. Cummings, I will be very disappointed if you don't have some at least tucked away in the background. Someone's going to do that now, aren't they? A good quality remote control cabbage. Teentechevent.com, or just follow the hashtag teentech, which we hope to be kind of propagating and throwing out there all over tomorrow. Thanks very much for inviting me, Maggie.
Brilliant. No, we'll have a good day.